רב הונא אומר, אוי כסף או מיתה. Rashi is masbir, and what Rav Huna is going back at the Kasha from the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph asked the Kasha, Stiras Apsukim. Tiras Apsukim, the Mitzad Echot State, and the Parsha for Shen Veregel, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karmo Yeshalem, and the Parsha from Bor State, Kesef Yoshiv Lebaolov, and the Gemara Darshan's Kesef, Le Rabbis Afilu Shabbe Kesef Afilu Subi. So, Frank the Gemara has Tiras Apsukim. So, Ravuna is coming to answer the Tiras Apsukim. As is Oktrashi. Ravuna Omar, we Kesef or Meitav, one of the two. זאת רשי, לקשי קרוי דלעיל, כסף ומיטב. דאוכי קום הרחמונה. אוי כסף איתן לוי, אוי מיטב זדוי סוב. זה extra word in רשי. או כסף איתן לוי, או מיטב זדוי סוב. רשי לקצח מיטב זדוי סוב. Why רשי לקצח the word, או מיטב זדוי סוב. כסף ומיטב. פרקת רשי, ועוד אלוי עיר רבונה עד הוכה, שבואי לעסוקי למילטן רבי שמואל והרקיב, ודבואי לאל כשהם שומעים מויסוי, בשלוי הם שומעים, או בשלוי לא הם שומעים. ועד הוכה כמיירי ואוזיל. And one סוגיה, בוטה דו אוזל סוגיה. פרק דמר המשיף, הפשטי נשכן פשט. פרק דמר המשיף, הפשטי נשכן פשט. We had a gemara in the Zion, the gemara has a stiras apsukim. First the gemara wanted to say, כאן מדייטוי, כאן בעל כורחוי. Then the gemara wanted to say, יוקר דלקמי. The gemara said, כל מילה מיטב. Bring one more turrets. רבונה אמר, או כסף, או מיטב. Then start, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What kind of answer is it? You ask me, Ravun is on the wrong page. Daf Tes. It's a sugi from Daf Zayin. You ask me, no, we got a sugi from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Versteich. We had three terutim in Daf Zayin. Kan mi daite, kan baal kochoi, the Gemara shlogdet. Yukre de lekamei, a whole sugi. Kol mi le meita. And then, bayra, kshem shomim b'shaloyim, shomim b'shaloyim, shomim b'shaloyim. We had to finish the sugi, and then we can come to Ravun. Zugu fa'ashayle. Before you start that fest, the sugi, בשלוים שם, בשלוים הם שמים. Put Ravuna before. That's the question from Rashi. Rashi doesn't want to be masbir seder ha-shas. Rashi dafnish. Maybe it's a sarzach and shas, we don't know order the shas. But Rashi is coming to answer. Vos tu nus and daftes? It's toch daf zayin dike shayle. Rashi, oh, bizit Rabbi Shmuel. Ze ha-shayle, why it's not before Rabbi Shmuel? Azeh frak dem haram shif an Rashi. So maybe later we'll answer the Rashi. Azeh zog di gemore. So Ravuna Amar Kesef Ameitav. Eis v'Rav Nachman l'Ravuna Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shov v'Kesef v'Afilu Subi. Dosi given the cash. Dosi given the cash. Zogt Rashi. Shov v'Kesef v'At Amras Kesef. You said Kesef and Braise steht Afilu Subi. Hocha ma'askinim b'delesle. Freit v'Gmore hi delesle pshite. Now the same Amrina Lizil Trach Zobin Vaisel Kesef Komashmalon. I would think that he has to go to get Kesef Komashmalon. But the Gemara could have written a bit different. Now the same Amrina Lizil Trach Vezobin Oder Kesef Oder Meitav. Why the Gemara only choose Kesef now? Now the same if he doesn't have, we tell him go sell the Subim and get or Kesef or Meitav. So what, they bring down, what, someone answered, no. Pasha, if you sell the subin, he gets kesef, but he could give the kesef, was daf gave kofen meitav. He has potatoes, no, how he gets meitav? He sells the potatoes, gets money, buys the karka. He has money, he could give it. Not if he managed to swap with someone to give him potatoes, he got a karka, but not because of gate fish. So, say like Gemara, about the Batish of Teretz, about Pasha's Loshna Gemara is a whole. So, Trashi, no chamol. But the last, loy kesef, veloy sodes. I would write down loy kesef veloy meitav. But I saw this. So we passed the mishloim mishloim. Yeah. So Rashi had to say loy kesef veloy meitav. So it was a derech. Rashi wants to marviach even lemandama b'shloim mishloim. So every sod that he has is called meitav. We see bal de l'shenes in Rashi alam al Rashi. When Rashi says such a zach, Rashi says loy kesef veloy meitav. This is the Gemara. So basically the vayu we just were ma'orer b'pshat haGemara. We're ma'orer first. Rashi says in the beginning, before Oros, b'pshat. that he, when Rashi explains Ravuna, he kemat doesn't add nothing. He says Ravuna said a kesef a meitav. So Rashi repeats over when he's masbi Ravuna, only one word extra. The Hochiko Amar Rachmona, oi kesef iten loy, o meitav zdoisov. Now we understand. Rashi is masbi. Ravuna said a kesef a meitav, o kesef a meitav. Rashi is not. The Torah meant o kesef a meitav zdoisov. Rashi was masbi. Poshut. We didn't have pshat in Ravuna. Ravuna said, you know what you do? O kesef a meitav. Rashi is masbi. O kesef a meitav zdoisov. Mamish musbaritz da. He can chosam in a sefer. What Rashi is coming? Rashi is coming to say something. Psalang Rashi. One ore. This is a digdukal. But the Iker or we have the Maram Shif. Rashi has a kasha. The order is not right. So Rashi, mahalzach mit Rabbi Shmuel, mit Rabbi Kiva. Mahalzach. That's a good for the kasha. Be before the mahalzach. Then we have Loshana Gemora. The Gemora says, Amu le zil trach ve'aisi kesef. The Gemora could have said, zil trach ve'aisi kesef ha-meitav. Again, digdukim kalim. And then also Rashi says, bedelesley, Kesef as Doisov, Rashi could have said Kesef a Meitav, again, Dikdukim Kalim. The Vah, we didn't still know Dikduk Stark in the Gemara, Chutz in the Maram Shif's Kashe, Ados is Taka Emes Shaila. Why it says Kesef a Meitav? Ados is Taka Emes Shaila, the Maram Shif's Shaila. Chutz in the Maram Shif's Shaila, the Vah, Wadish Kin Shaila. Let me then first the Tesefis, how the Tesefis starts to be masked with the Gemara. Ravuna Omar, O Kesef a Meitav, Pirish HaKuntres, Shebo Letaretz Kroi Delel, וצורך לא ימר שלא הספיק לסיים דבורוב עד שהוק שלו. I want to be masbir the stasis, we'll go שלב בשלב. We have two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk it says, מיטב סודיו ומיטב קרמו ישלם, in the mazik from Shen. Of another pasuk, כסף יושיב לבעולוב, in the mazik from Bo. Is it stiras הפסוקים? The answer is no. The Gemara asks somewhere in Shas, stiras הפסוקים? The answer is no. There's no kasha of stiras apsukim. Why? Meitav sodeyu. Kesef is eichet gorach choshe vizach. Kesef. Kesef yanes hakoel. Kesef is also very choshe. The Gemara never asked the stiras apsukim. What was the stiras apsukim? Look at the Zayin Amud Aleph. Rome Abaye. Ksiv meitav sodeyu, meitav karmo yeshalem. Meitav ein mide achrin eloi. Vehotanya Yoshiv Vehotan by Vehotanya Vokshiv. The Pasuk is not a kasha. Kesef also could fit the Meitav. Oh, but Vehotanya Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shove Kesef ve'afilu Subin. Oh, that's the kasha. Shteid Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shove Kesef ve'afilu Subin. Chabastir. Do shteid afilu Subin. Do shteid Meitav doesn't stim. From Kesef to Meitav, we don't have a kasha. Rabbi Moisif, Rashi's shita is, even from Shove Kesef to Meitav, we don't have a kasha. Meitav Sodeyu, and if you give metaltalim, it's diamonds, gold, and silver. Also Meitav. Aber steht Subim. The word Sodeyu steht, Meitav Sodeyu. And if you go to metaltalim, Meitav metaltalim. That's noch nicht given a kasha, Rashi learns. The kasha is given, steht Meitav, Subim is nishkin Meitav. Aber from Kesef, we don't have a kasha. Even from Shavu Kesef, we don't have a kasha. Where we see it? Two Rashi's lehedia. Look in Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil Mikol Mukim Kasha. In the bigger lines, the sixth line, Mikol Mukim Kasha. Meitav V'Yoshiv Demerabin and Subin. Rashi is mistaken the kasha. Mikol Mukim Kasha, Meitav U'Merabin and Subin. Say to Rashi Klo, what is the kasha? Mitzad Echot Shteit Meitav. Mitzad Echot Shteit Meitav. U'Merabin and Subin. So the ganze kasha is meitav against subim. As I said, Rashi. The Gemara could say lav dafka. The Gemara gives the kasha breiter. But what Rashi says? Mikol mukim kasha. Bottom line. What's in the shvel of Rashi? Shteit meitav, shteit subim. And then Rashi later in the whole sugi. Rashi answers the Gemara. Kol mil de metaltim shechoy loit. So Rashi mizdabe b'mosa achrisa. But lochel eksim meitav elga besodes. U'metaltim afilu subim. So b'meile Tesis also knows that. Tesis knows it so white or not, as Vesach Nish. Avadim and Tesis knows klor, Meda Modas Advorim, what we might mean, that the Gemara is asking a kasha. What is the kasha from the Gemara? The Gemara is asking a stira. Dosh teit kesef, dosh teit kol mile, or shove kesef, or subin, or but dosi the kasha. The kasha is not from the word kesef. If the kasha is not from the word kesef, so shvel to Tesis, so the kasha was not kesef and meita. Both things could be good. But kol mile doesn't make sense, right? This is the kasha of the Gemara. Fractasis of Barase, what the Gemara answered? Omar Avuna, O Kesef or Meitav, no? What is O Kesef or Meitav? No, this the Kasha was something else. But Kolmile was not Meitav, this is again the Kasha. What? No, that's the Gemara Kasha, it's not a Braise. What does the Terra? That's the Gemara Kasha from the Gemara. What's the Gemara Kasha? Nish from the Pasuk. From the Pasuk, Nish Gemara Shver. We know that Kesef is good. What was the Kasha from the Gemara? The Kasha from the Gemara was, Kol Mile, you could use even Subin. So what you want to tell me? No, Taki, you can't. Only if you can. So Ravuna didn't start to answer. Zog Teisves, Tzorich Leimer, Shalo Hispik Lesayim Dvorov. Hey, Nachanami, Enoch Nishgen for Taki. He was not Maspik Lesayim Dvorov. Ad Shehuk Shalo, he was trying to say, O Kesef HaMeitav is Taki, you only could give Kesef HaMeitav. Taki like the Maksha taught, Taki only Kesef HaMeitav. Yoshev Taki is only Bedelesle. How it answers exactly, Echad Fashteich Nish Genoi Vosi the answer, but Dosi given the Kasha. So the Kasha was state Meitav, state only Meitav. The answer is, yeah, the Taker attack is Makbid and Meitav, or Kesef, but if you don't have, so why you did a Pasuk? Was a Salkedait or the Chilush? But Enoch Anami, you can't give it. That's the goof of the Teretz. So the Iker Chosam and a Sefer. So the Otot, Ot Shni Abba, Zogna Teretz. Is Garsi, Omar Avuna, Itake didn't come to answer the Shaila. He came to say the halacha, or kesef or meitav, and if he doesn't have, then you give. Grada, you're right, we could use this to answer the shaila. But when he came directly, he didn't come to try to answer the shaila. He came to say a zog, or kesef or meitav, you can't give shav a kesef. Only b'dievet. Grada, you can have tzach ha-teretz itzter. Now the pshat, the teira means meitav and grad. But he didn't mean to say it. And meir lefi dan also geshmak, why it came to daftes. The people that came to answer the shaila, the amiroim, went dafzai. Rafunas and amemre. Grade Geschmack, we could use it maybe to answer also the Shaila. Vikoya Masnis in the Dan Meitav Oretz, Omar Rabun, and love Dafka Meitav, Fakat, Elo Oi Kesef, O Meitav. Ubesefer Rav Alfa Spirish, the Ravune Barid Rabbi Yeshua, the Rapope de Lail, Pligia, the Ravune de Hoche. The Inu Savri Kol Mile Meitavu, the Afilusubin, the Ravune Savo de Lehav Meitav, Elo Oi Kesef, Oi Karka, does it the Gemore? This is the taste. So I want Leat Leat to boy this. Reb Nochem Gitainet, it's not Shlav B'Shlav. First the Tzursa, then the Oymek, and then the Oymek Sheba Oymek Sheba. Rashi doesn't learn like Tesfus. What is the Raya? First, Rashi doesn't say it. Now I'll explain. I mean, the Gemara here is missing a piece. The Iker Teres is the next line. Rashi doesn't say it. But not only Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi comes to explain Rav Huna. Rav Huna answered the Stira. Megata Stira, Rav Huna answered. Kesef HaMeitav. Does the Mishkin Teres on the Shaila? This was never a shaila. Rashi himself said the shaila was subi. But Rashi, Ravuna answered the shaila. Lekashi kroy de leel, kesef ameitav. The ochi kroy amar, kesef ameitav. That's not given the kasha. The kasha was Yoshiv. So first Rashi doesn't say, but Rashi says, chobateres, kesef ameitav. You must be rendav zayin Rashi, that all kasha is no stiras apsukim. No one asked Rashi to say such a pshat in the Zayin Amud Beis. But Rashi, this is poshut, kesef ameitav, b'chal nishkin kasha. Rashi shikum is a terutzim. So it was no kasha. Ravuna says, so what Ravuna is saying. And what you tell me b'diyevet, no, that doesn't go for the Gemara frek. Doichak shebedoichak. So Rashi, look at the Gemara maschil shav kesef. When the Gemara asked the kasha, so before the fitasis, the Gemara said, but you didn't answer. Rashi says, v'at amart kesef, and it was gezor kesef. You didn't answer the question yet. Not a kasha and Ravuna, the at amart kesef. Rashi says, Ravuna is not confessed, the teretz, everything is good. But the Gemara is not Ravuna, you know you're wrong. You said kesef, it doesn't. The kasha was, we had a kasha, Ravuna, you didn't say a teretz. So let me say the Gemara speaks it out. So let the Gemara speak it out, but the Gemara is not speaking it out. It's missing your chelek. Missing your chelik merkozi. This is the oris. Zok Reb Nochem, and I want to be madgish. We'll go back first to the Tesfus, and then we'll go back to the Rashi. So first we're building up that it's like two mehalchim here. It's a mehalach of Tesfus that the teretz of Ravuna is giboit on the end, and if we'll call it what Tesfus means to say, that Ravuna came to answer that be'etzim you have a stiras of psukim, the answer is, Be'etzem, it's not a stira. The Pasuk said, Meitav and Kesef, it's not a stira. The Torah means only Meitav and Kesef. Kesef and Meitav is not a stira. And the Drosha is only if you don't have. Echav says, Ashver a Teretz. But that's the Teretz. What? No, the Pesach said L'rabbi Shobe Kesef. It's a spirit. It says Meitav. The question was, it says Meitav, so it can be Shobe Kesef. And you're telling me Shobe Kesef? The answer is, it's only B'di'evet. This is the answer of Rav Huna Lefi Tesis. He asked me a kasha, the Teretz says Meitav, and we M'rabbi Shobe Kesef, it doesn't shtim. The Teretz is. Now, Kesef and Meitav, both of them are called Meitav. Both of them are called Meitav. It's a kind of Meitav. It's a Meitav dik. It's a Meitav dik. This is what the Gemara understands. It's a Meitav dik. Aber shnei shove kesef, it doesn't shtim. So it's enechanami. It's Meitav dik. Aber if you don't have, you could give a shove kesef. This is the source of the Shmaisa lefi Teisus. Lefi Rashi, the Teretz is kesef or Meitav. Kesef or Meitav. And we have to understand what is the Teretz. What is the Teretz of Ravuna? Ravuna says an andere zog. But I want to go keseder advorim. We'll go keseder advorim. We'll start, Rav Nachman Shir started with the Teisus. Teisus is posh the pshat in the Gemara, it's like Teisus. So Rav Nachman says, the Gemara in the Zayin Amud Beis asked the Kasha. Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Beis. It says Kesef, it says Meitav, Stira. It says Mershim L'Rabbi Shove Kesef, Afilu Subin. Rashi explained, Afilu Subin, Afilu Shove Kesef. And here it says Meitav. Omar Ravune Bared Rabbi Yeshua V'Rav Pope, Kol Mile Meitav. What is their answer? They answer like this, and I will explain. Chotsh will learn like Rashi. Rashi learned Pshat, why the Gemara had to ask the Kasha from Subin? We explained. Because from Stam Kasha, why Shove Kesef helps? Meitav and Karka is the best. Metaltel and Meitav is diamonds. Rashi stayed close. The Gemara didn't have a problem that Shove Kesef also is good to give. The Gemara had a problem that how you could give Shove Kesef, Afilu Subin, Subin is Nishken Meitav. Same with Duik and Rashi. But Stam Meitav, I understand, you give all different Meitavs. But we have a Kasha. All different meitavs are here. Aber afilu subin, that's the kasha. And for Rav Pope and Ravuna Bereid Rav Yeshua, you have a mistake. Avad, you need to give meitav. But what tags a thing to become a meitav? What gives it a shame meitav? In the beginning we taught, meule, meule. Karka meule, diamonds, kesef vizov, paz, meule, dvorim meulim. Fakter subim sinishken dvorim meulim. No, you had a mistake. What I need meitav, I don't need dvorim meulim. I need korov lekesef. Why Hashem said meitav? Not to give dvorim meulim. But Hashem said meitav. What Hashem wants to be known to the geld. Be'etzem we want to give him money. The closer to the money is the best. Bemele, fakelt. Subim is closer to the money. Now I'll tell you the emes. Subim is closer to money from karka. We'll see about in the Rambam. Karka, even the best karka, if there's no market, you can't sell it. There's nothing more to do, you're stuck. If no one wants to live in the street, it can be the best karka in the world, no one will buy it. Metaltelim, I will find a place, somewhere in the world, they need it. Ilem mizdab en ochem, mizdab en asom. Fakel go, we'll see that Hashem soon. The Rambam state, Chotsh, the Goyen learns like this pshat in the Rambam, that today, lemaisa, la'aloch, lefi ravuna, v'rapopa, v'reid Rabbi Yeshua, you give money first, metaltelim, karka is the least. If basin have to make the gvir themselves. What is the order? What is the order of the Beis Din? The order of the Beis Din is Kesef, Metaltelim, and then they come to Karka. Metaltelim is closer. Thus is Be'etzem the Chiddush of Ravune, Barid Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Pope. The Hainu. The Maksha learned Me'ule. And Memele Raksha says Me'ule. Also Metaltelim have Me'ule. Shem said, Meitav Sodeyu, because you know, Bir Bizdeacher, Meitav Sodeyu. If he wants to go to Metaltelim, Meitav Metaltelim. So I think more, I could give Subim. No, the vote of Meule, the vote of the Maile of Meitav is not Mitzad Tashlu Meule Sheboy. It's because it's nunter to the geld. It's closer to the money. So everything is called Meitav. So vite that Rashi and Gittin Memchesa Mudbeis and in Gishin Memtesa Mudalef, in the Gemara, it's printed in the Vov in the Likutei Rashi. Rashi says, Minaidis, Shim ein loy moes, veroitze lifroya loy karka. Tzorchlita loy mekarka meule. If he has money, even you can't give him. If Hashem wants me to give me meitav to be closer to the money, it's gor mistaber that if I have money, give money. Hashem said, give him the echetim to touch the money. No, as he has the money, for sure he has to pay money. Kesef is the first one. Rashi repeats it in Av Memtes. ואומר, אין לי מועס לפרויה. יוכל, ייטל קרקע בדמי מועס. You have to give him מועס. The first thing is כסף. The non-tentin is כסף. Because the Torah wants him to have money. Das ist Schittas Rav Poppe und Rav Hunde bei Rabbi Yeshua. Kommt Rav Hunde in Daftes and he says, O Kesef o Meitav. O Kesef o Meitav. What he's saying? The Pashtas. Fitesvus. No. Ne? Back. No. Not because they get money. Meitav. Chbila Meitav. The best. Karka Meula is a Meitav. Kesef is also very choshev ezach. Kesef is a choshev ezach. You have to give something choshev. Karka is a very zach choshev. Kesef is choshev. Diamonds also. Never, we don't hold from diamonds. But the mile is, where we see it in Tesis, I want to see a loshen. Rav Nochem was meire be'etzba and a loshen in Tesis. Rav Alfa's pirish, the Ravuna, the Rav Yishua, the Rav Popa, the Leil Pliga, the Ravuna. The Oche, the Inus Avri, kol mile meitavu, the Afilu Subim. The Ravuna sovar, the Loi have a meitav, elo o kesef, o ikarka. The Loi have a meitav, elo o kesef, o ikarka, is called meitav. So this is the machlekes. But the pasuk says the rabbi is afilu subin. Enloi. So nochamon. The makshe asked the kashe. I thought that is a vote of meitav. So kesef echob nishkin kashe. Oh, but the rabbi doesn't make sense. It's not a meitav. They answer the vote of meitav is not meule. It's closer to geld. So everything goes in. Ravuna says no. Kesef or meitav. Only these two things fit. The rest I can nish. Aye, was it the teretz? The pasuk is talking. But the leslei. And Einach Nami, Ravuna didn't finish the answer. It's Chosam in a Sefer. This is the Shittas HaTesvus. Divide. Glad. Rashi learned the Gemara different. Go Shlav B'Shlav. Ravuna was Isu Nafkiminis, Sheine Nafkiminis. Ravuna comes and says in Shuldik, Nein. You had a big mistake. I never asked the Kashe from Karka to Kesef. We said both of them are good. We asked the Kashe from Subin. Subin didn't make sense to us. A good karka makes sense. Money makes sense. We didn't have a kasha. We had a kasha from Subi. This was our kasha. Zogt Ravuna, you have a big mistake. You have a big mistake. I will explain to you how I learned pshat. Karka is meitav. It's a dover meule. Only karka is a dover meule. Kesef is nishken dover meule. Kesef is nishken dover meule. So why Hashem says you could give kesef? Kesef is no chayichet imtze. Kesef is no chayichet imtze. Let me to be mazbe with these words and a little bit about Chov, and then everything will go glad. I will go back. The Gemara never asked the kasha tzvishin karka and kesef, right? Only from Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shov kesef afilu subin. Why the Gemara never had a kasha? We said meitav is karka, kesef is good, diamonds is good, gold is good, everything is good. Oh, but subin doesn't make sense. Subin doesn't make sense. Subin can't fit. Hashem said to give something good. I hear karka. I hear money. Aber subi? Anishkentam? Nothing given the Gemara's kasha. Nothing given the Gemara's kasha. What is the answer of the Gemara? Everything is to get the money, so everything goes in. Now the Gemara is switching. Zog the Gemara as a. Meitav is only karka. Kesef, bichlal is not coming to say meitav. Before we thought, Hashem said Meitav, the best karka. If the pasuk would only say Meitav karka, I would not think the diamonds also. I would not think that Kli Kesef and Kli Zov. I would not even think money. Karka. But Hashem said Kesef, it's Nishkin Stira. It's also a Dover Meule. Karka is a Dover Meule. Kesef is a Dover Meule. But how you merab is Subim? Subim stimmt sich nicht. No, the Teir Bichlal didn't mean Dvorim Meulim. The Teir was Megale, closer to money. So everything could, L'Rabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Subin, the Gedder and the Gzeres HaKosuv is, call Dover that is close to money. Zogt Ravuna, I'm learning Bichlal under Pshat. Meitav, Karka, or Kesef, is the under Zin. Meitav of Karka, not Bichlal because you could get the money, and I'll tell you what, even Meitav Sodeyu, you can't get the money. It's very hard to sell it. Shvach Zachim. The reason you give a meitav sadeyu, as a knas, as a schus guvanye, to give a choshev portion. No, it'll money off a baroish as a. Kesef? So tashlum. Tashlum kesef. The Torah gave two ways. Either you do tashlum kesef, or you do tashlum meitav. Or the kesef is nishkin meitav. This is that gosha. That gosha is on the kude. The Gemara and Dav Zayin Amud Beis didn't have a problem stira kesef or meitav. She only asked from Yoshev L'Rabbis Shove Kesef. Because she understood that Kesef could be included in the word Meitav. Meitav means good, Zokt Rashi. Diamonds is also good. Money is for sure a good azach. So b'meile, b'meitav, money could be included. The Gemara had a problem. The Subim cannot be included in the Meitav. Zokt Ravuna v'Rapope, Ravuna v'Rabishua v'Rapope. The road of Meitav is not stam good. Good because close to money. Everything went in. Ravuna says, no, I'm stopping in the beginning. I'm learning Kesef. I'm going back to the original. Kesef or Meitav. I'm telling you, it's not the pshat like you learned that Kesef or Meitav means two good things. You learned pshat. Kesef or Meitav means zwei gute Sachen. Everything good also could be included. You asked me, Subim cannot be included in the group of the good stuff. The Teretz is, the Teretz and Meitav, only Meitav works with that good stuff. Nothing else is called good stuff. Why you could give Kesef? Is another way to Meshalim. Tashlumi Kesef. Two ways of Tashlumim. If it's two ways of Tashlumim, now, the Aloche, Shove Kesef ke Kesef. That was the Kashe. It's a clan called a Terikula, Shove Kesef ke Kesef. So I could give everything. Shove Kesef is ke Kesef. I could give what I want. Again. Lefi the Makshin of Zion, the Makshin never asked the Kasha from Kesef to Karka, only from the Rabbis Afilu Subin. Why? He learned, Meitav says the best. Do Kesef? Eich the best. Eich the best. Not of a Kasha. Or with the Rabbis Subin, then I have a problem. Or the Kesef was the best. But I understand you have to have best. Or the Subin is not the best. So the Gemara, you know what? The best is not because it's best. Be'etzem, the Maile of best is because, the Maile of the best is because you could get the money, so everything could go in. So Ravuna, I'm choylek milemalo. When I saw the two psukim, I didn't say the best, and I had a kasha assuming it's not the best. I answered something else. Not that Hashem said kesef because it's also best, and I had a kasha, but assuming it's not the best, and I had the answer Hashem is trying to get to the money. Nein. Hashem bichlal said best only bekarka is best. Karka is not zach that is close to money bichlal. Karka you can't sell. Karka is hard to sell. Karka is hard to sell. Karka is midin meitav. Kesef is not midin meitav. Kesef is, you know why? It's a tashlum that is called tashlumi kesef. And the Torah gave two options to every person to pay. One option to pay bekarka, meitav, and there's another mehalach to pay bekesef. Now there is another mehalach to pay bekesef. You could ask me a shayle, aber why le rabbis afilu shove kesef afilu subim? Ma kashe? Shove kesef ke kesef, bekol ha-tere kula. Chobish ken kashe. Chobish ken kashe, why l'rabes afilu shove kesef, afilu kesubim? I don't have a kashe bichlal. What I will ask? What? I don't have a kashe. I answered. Shove kesef could be included. Shove kesef ke kesef. Chobish ken problem. Frank the Gemara. So the kashe has answered. The yesod of Ravuna he answered, look Loshon Rashi. Kesef ochikom arachmone. O kesef iten, o meitav sdoisov. Sdoisov, this is the answer. You thought before the Torah said meitav. Kesef is meitav, and soda is meitav. Chabakash, subim doesn't fit to the category of meitavs. And for the Gemara it goes in. It's like, no, the Torah said ein zach. Meitav and sodas, and there's another parshas tashlumi kesef. Shove kesef ke kesef, the chomish ke problem. Kesef is not midin that it's a meitav. Kesef is not coming here because it's a meitav. Kesef is coming into the picture because it's a new way, tashlumi kesef. I know there's two ways to pay the mazik. One way to give him a karka meula, and there's another way, it's time to pay him off. I'll put it in andere shoynes, kilo a knas, pay your best karka to him as a. Show, mazik is a. Or does it doesn't matter, just pay him off. Or you broke his window. It's one way, give him a nice karka, sagan tzimatzim, or just pay him off. Pay him off. Shove kesef ke kesef. Doesn't make a difference why I'm paying him off. Why shove kesef ke kesef? Because you could sell it. The mele, you could get the money. It's the mele. It's called money. Karka kubi bichal doesn't have the mele of shove kesef. But this is the answer. This is the first words of Rashi. But we'll see it clearer. But these are the first words of Rashi. So Rashi. Ravuna lekashi kroi delehel. Kesef or meitav. The ochiko marachmone. O kesef iteloi. O meitav zdoiso. Frag the Gemara, aber you said the Maise Kesef and Meitav. When you read the words of Ravuna, it's mashma that he only said Kesef and Meitav. the Braisa says also Yoshev leRabbi shav kesef kekusef. Does it Rashi? It's mashma from you that you could give kesef lekatchile, but you cannot give subim lekatchile. And the Braisa says that you could give it. Why you said kesef for meitav? Mashma mileshoincho zok Rashi. Ve'at amart kesef. Zokter, I want to tell you a chidush. Even so, that I said that shav kesef kekesef. But I hold another chidush that that lekatchile, when you give kesef, give it in a better way. The Torah spoke out kesef to tell you when you give the kesef in a better way of kesef. But Ravad, if you don't have the kesef, you could give shav kesef l'rabbis afilu sub. I just don't have to really ask questions to see why I have to have psukim here. We'll get it. So this is Loshon HaGemara. Mao the same, he tells him, go zil zobin and get me kesef. Not get me meitav. He's not working with meitav. Meitav is in karka. He doesn't have karka. Oh, it's from meitav. He has only subin. Mao the same, he has to get it to become kesef. Komash malon. Lefi Rashi, lefi the Tesfes, kesef is meitav. It's not kesef and meitav. It's the same thing. It's different words for meitav. Mao the same, he needs to get meitav, kesef or meitav. Komashman, he doesn't need to get it. The Firashi name. So, Rav Nochem started in this chelik and he said, so, we madgish amachlekes. If you read the words of Teisves, Teisves said, when he said, the Iu Savri kol mi le meitav, ravun esobar de loy havi meitav, elo oi kesef, oi karka. De loy havi meitav, elo oi kesef, oi karka. לפי תרשי, it's not true, כסף is בכלל נשכן מיטב. כסף is בכלל נשכן מיטב. אבל במד כשיו, one of kemine, that you will see the יויפי. You see the יויפי. לפי רשי, we said in דף זיינו מודלף, the גמורה only has the קשה from סובין. מסכים? אבל from diamonds and gold and silver and paz, the גמורה never has the קשה. So I want to ask you a shayla. So if a person has gold, diamonds, Zov and Paz, he could give it. But Lemaise, call me Lemaitav, he could give what he wants. Lefi Ravune, what you could give Lemaise? Lefi Ravune, you have to give Kesef. If you don't have, you're allowed to give something else, right? What if Lefi Ravune, you don't have Kesef, but you have diamonds? I'm sorry. You have Kesef and you have diamonds. You're allowed to give diamonds like a Tchila or not? Trach good. You have Kesef? And Subin, Zokt Ravuna, you cannot give Subin. Lekatchila, we want you to give Kesef. What would be if he has Kesef and diamonds? He could give diamonds Lekatchila or not? Avada shteit in the Gemara nishteit Kesef. The Shaila, why not? And the Maksha, we said diamonds was made of. The Probe is given Subin. The ganze Probe is given Subin. Diamonds, this is what Rashi was madgish. The Kasha was for Afilu Subin. Of him diamonds, the Gemara never has the Kasha. The Gemara never asked the kasha from diamonds. So if the Gemara never asked the kasha from diamonds, why you can't give diamonds? Why you can't give diamonds? Well, the Gemara says you can't, kesef. Why I said kesef? Because we can't chile kesef. The Torah is very poshut, like the Bnochem. Hatzachan good. And of Zayin Amud Beis, what we say? Meitav. What is the ma'ilev kesef? It's Eichen HaMeitav. Diamonds is eichen a meitav. The Gemara had a problem. Subim doesn't make sense. But till subim, everything is called meitav. So everything is meitav. For the Gemara was mit subim. So like Ravuna bar Rav Yeshua, eager to sell it. To sell it, everything is included. Ravuna was mechadash name. Meitav is only in a sode. Only in a sode. There's a parsha of meitav in sodes. Chutz from that is not a parsha of meitav. It's a parsha of kesef. Kesef is not called meitav. Meitav is a zach that is called in sodes. Kesef is not meitav. It's a din kesef. So when you give him kesef, you're not giving meitav. He doesn't hold because I'm trying to get money. It's nishtar zazach. It's a vote of meitav, and meitav applies only legabi karkois, not legabi andere zachen. Bemele, zonk ravun another chidush. If you have money, the Torah says give money and don't give something else. So why you want to give diamonds? Right? Vos teit the posik of kesef? Dainu. The Maksha taught, I'll be masber. The Maksha taught, I have a problem. It says Meitav Shteit Kesef. But you see, it's a Mitzuchzach Baloshen. What the Maksha taught in the Zayin Amud Aleph? Shteit Kesef, Shteit Meitav. It's one or two. One or two. It's one and baya. Kesef, meitav. What is the chidush? You could give even shave kesef. Frag the gemara, subin. Now, why the makshir learn like that? Meitav means the best karka. Money is the best money. Diamonds is also good. Aber subin, doesn't make sense. This is the makshir. So the Rabbi Yeshua, the mile of good is not because it's a list of good, because it's closer to money. Everything goes in. Zogt Ravuna, no, you had a mistake. Kesef and Meitav was not a group of goods. You thought it's a group of goods. You asked me a kasha, Subim is not a good. You said no. The group of goods is not because it's good be'etzem, it's good because it's closer to money. So everything goes into the group. What Ravuna answered? No, you had a mistake. Kesef is not working mitzad Meitav. Kesef is working mitzad Kesef. Listen to the lashon of Ravuna. O Kesef, O Meitav. Does he devote? Omar Ravune, Oi Kesef, Oi Meitav. It's Oi. You taught Maksha it's one Zach. You didn't ask me a stir. You told me Kesef Meitav it's one. Abel Rabbi Subim doesn't make sense. It's not a good stuff. Good stuff I understand. Kesef Meitav, out is good stuff. Diamonds. Abel Subim doesn't make sense. This was the Kasha of the Maksha. Zogtim the Metaretz. Zogtim the Metaretz. Segeit Arayim. Zogtim the Metaretz. Segeit Arayim. How it goes around? Because the mile is to sell it. This is the mile to sell it. Zogt Ravune, what is the point of the answer? What is the point of the answer? No, the answer is, you had a mistake. Kesef oy meitav. It's two different zachen. If it's two different zachen, so what are you asking? Why subim? Why not? Why is Subim can't go into the Kesef? Ma baya? There's no mokim to Akasha bichlal. There's no mokim to Akasha. He told him, Maksha, you're wrong in Alochas Akasha. Before what I hold, it's easy, I'll explain. Before what you hold le Rabbi Shav Kesef ke Kesef, the Maksha understand that it's a din meitav. And Kesef is also medin meitav. And he had a problem, if Kesef is medin meitav, I'm saying it now, I saw it in the Oil Teir, they bring it very nicely, Mesudar, this Chelik. The Sefer is not written so stark. The Maksha taught that Kesef and Meitav is one. So he asked him, if it's Meitav, how you Marab Shove Kesef Subin? It's not a Meitav. It doesn't go in. Karka Toiva is good, money is good, diamonds. How you push in Shove Kesef here? It doesn't stim, the Drosha doesn't stim. Pasuk says Kesef, you explain to me that the Teir wants Meitav, Meitav Karka, Meitav Kesef. This is what the Teir wants. This is the lumpness of the Torah. And now you're trying to merabe afilu subim. How you do it? Zoktem, because I understand the maile of good is not goods. It's maile is something that's close to money. So I managed to push it in. Zokt Ravuna, you didn't chap. It's not one good zach. It's two parshas. Oy kesef, oy meitav. Now, meitav means good. Kesef doesn't mean good. It means cash. Kesef means cash. Shove kesef kesef. Bekol ha-terah kulo. You can't ask a cash bichlav. You can't ask a question. What I hold, if Shabbat Kesef helps or not, it's a different shayla bichlas. You need to get to my answer. But I just said that there's no mocking to the kasha. I took away the kasha. You giboy the kasha was how Yoshiv could get a rain to the drosh. But the mile from the posuk is out is meitav. This is a Kesef, meitav, but it's a vote of meitav. How suvin shtims in that? This was the Maksha's kasha. Zogtem, Zogtem, Vulu, Roshua, everything goes in because the Maile of Meitav is not mitzvah, the good Shaboy, the Maile of Meitav is mitzvah, the money Shaboy. And everything is close to get money. Zogtem, Vulu, no, Meitav is mitzvah, the good Shaboy. Aber Kesef is not mitzvah, the good Shaboy. Only Meitav, that the Tere gave two parshas. Two parshas, not like the Maksha. The Maksha thought it's one parsha of Meitav. And he didn't shtim with the Shove Kesef. Zogtem, Ravuna, it's one parsha. Zogtem, Ravuna, it's two parshas. O Kesef, O Meitav, צריך מדוק דקן רשי, ולא יקוש שקרו. ממילא, what do you ask me a kasha? How are you a rabbi? יש כאן kasha בכלל. Now, פרק דגמור, בסדר, אבל רבונה למייסי, you didn't say that you could use subin. Why you didn't say that you could use subin? They're asking him on his lotion, ואת אמרס, so רבונה, I'll tell you, because I hold another chidush. Even that למייסי, you could be a rabbi. You could be a rabbi in that posuk. You could be a rabbi in the posuk. אבל לכתחילה, you have to give money. Now, I will say tifer. Rav Huna learned, it's time to say the stairs like tasis in Nishgishmak. The Pasuk said, like Atchila b'diyavet. The Pasuk said, Meitav. You can't, from the Pasuk of Meitav, just squeeze in, like Rabbi Shav Kesef Afilu Subin. Kesef means meitav. Yoshi means not meitav. Like Tesis learns. No, the posuk means lekatchila azeh b'dieved azeh. If in the same posuk, you don't dash on different things. The Teretz Ravuna said, no, it's kesef. And kesef is rabbi shem kesef ke kesef. There's nothing meitav. No, in this aloch is aloch lekatchila to give the money, b'dieved to give the ander azach. What is this mocker? Vashtet in der kesef. Later we'll see maybe it's another mocker. How Ravuna knew that this deen. You're right, you're asking a shayla, how he taken knew that it's a mile first to give kesef and then to give the ander azach. La. What? Because meitav is meitav. It's not kesef. It's not meitav. When we learn the Gemara in Daf Zayin, everyone is taught that the kash is doshnet karka, doshnet kesef. Say no. Rashi was mas, but the kash is not from kesef. The kash is from shabbat kesef, from the subin. The pashtus is zog ravuna ne kesef and meitav is two different zachen. What he's asking like this. He's asking bishleim lefi teisves. So the whole kash is stiras apsukim. So we have to answer lekatchila give kesef. If you don't have, give subin. If we answer the kasha before that already, that is no stiras apsukim bichlal, because meitav is karka and kesef is kesef, and shabbat kesef could be included in the pasuk. How Rav Huna knows that lekatchila to give this and b'diavad to give that? This is the kasha they're asking on Reb Nochem. Right? Bishlem lefi teisves. The Gemara the kasha stiras apsukim. Shet meitav, shet subin. Teretz lekatchila kesef. Kesef and karka is meitav, b'diavad not meitav. Pshita, Mao the same he has to buy kumash malot. Lefi Reb Nochem, the answer is no. Kushya mi korelese. Kesef or meitav. Kesef never worked mitzad meitav. If kesef never worked mitzad meitav, the mele subim could be included. Subim could be included. It's not a problem. Subim could be included. So b'etzem the kasha fell off. This is the reason Rashi doesn't have to explain nothing. Two words and the teretz is there. Afraid the Gemara, but mashma from Yuda lekatchila to give kesef. So yeah, lekatchila to give kesef, because the inu to give kesef. If not, you can give subi. They ask him who told him this chiddush. Echatei said to say this chiddush. So you could say that he said that chiddush. How he knew that lekatchila is the inu not to give shav kesef? Could be because the pasuk says kesef. Reb Nochem answered like that. If lekatchila you could give shav kesef even when you have money, so you never have to give idis. You could give ziburis midin shav kesef. Every time, give ziburis midin shav kesef. Right. So I, the whole time, explained to you that could be karka is not shav kesef. Could be karka is not called shav kesef. Even if kol ha'teri kulo avodim niknim, the pashtus karka is called. If it is, you give shav kesef. I want to give midin kesef. I'm not giving midin karka. Change the name. Don't call it karka. Call it mud. Don't. It's mud. It's not karka. I'm not giving it within karka, I'm giving it within shav kesef. So the Torah is telling that we didn't learn right, the whole sugya. What do you mean I can? But if I could give, if it's two ways, I could work within karka, I could work within shav kesef. Why I can't work with shav kesef? I hear a poraduma. I mean, it's a poraduma. So you could say that karka is never shav kesef. I hear. But if we don't want to say that karka is not a shav kesef, so I just want to mind me the shayla. The shayla is what we call him. The haino. The pashas, when you learn the sugya, we have stiras apsukim. The new teretz of Ravuna is, the posik means like this, lekatchila meitav, b'diavad not meitav. That's the pashas. So that's nishta pshat lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi is the lomdash teretz. The kushim yikor elese. If kesef is not from the pashas of meitav, shove kesef is kekesef. There's no kasha bichlav. That's the zog from Ravuna, but merely you can't ask me a kasha. So zog to Rabbi Fort. So why you said kesef? Because lekatchila you have to give kesef, b'diavad you have to, you could give shove kesef. Why? If shav kesef kekesef, why I can't give it lekatchila? Why I can't give it lekatchila? So we could answer, because shteit in pasuk kesef, I have to give lekatchila kesef. Hazeh shteit in pasuk, I have to give lekatchila kesef. Aber Yoshev is b'diavad. Yoshev is a b'diavad. Drosh is alama, I don't know how to darshan. I don't know how to darshan. Yeah? Aber So that's the shaila. Zod Reb Nochem, could be we have a marker. Because b'etzem we have a shaila. It's a shame a shtikul teire. But every time, take the ziburis, forget about that it's a karka, it's a shav kesef. Let me to pay from this way. Okay. If I have alamal, I have to give meitav. So when I give, we'll say like every metaltalim I could sell. On Reb Nochem, every metaltalim could get the kesef, could be meitav. Ziburis could never be meitav. So I can't give ziburis. Because ziburis is never shav kesef, it doesn't have the mile of metaltalim. But if we say that we don't need any more the Ma'ilev Metaltelim, we're not going with the Ma'ilev Kol Mila Meita because you could sell it. Because now we're saying, on Teres, Poshet, Stam, Kol Mila, we don't have to come to Esberim because I could sell it. It's called Shove Kesef. So I'm saying, you could have said, no, you might need this kind of Esberim to be called Shove Kesef, and Karka is not called Shove Kesef. You could say that, but I'm saying it's a Doichak. So it's more Mistalus and Rabnochem. Maybe from that he had a Mokir Take, from that you cannot give a Ziburis, that Lekatchil, if you have Kesef, you have to give a Kesef. If you don't have. Or if you don't have. Obarazei. Now, Sisazei Niflodik. We had a kash. Rashi asked the kash. Ravun is in the wrong place. It has to be in Dav Zayin. Rashi was busy with Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva. There was no place in Dav Zayin. Before you start Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva, Mamash, when you finish the answer, put Ravun in, and then there'll be one sugi there, and then we'll learn the sugi of Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva. The answer is what we said in the Chiddush Harim. The Gemara first asked the Kasha, what is Kesef? The Gemara taught in the beginning that Kesef is Meitav. So it's a Maile. A Meitav Dikazach. Kesef is a Meitav Dikazach. Karka is a Meitav Dikazach. Kesef is a Meitav Dikazach. Diamonds. Aber Subim is not. Zogt Ravune, Verapopa Reide Rabbi Yeshua. Nein. Verapopa Ravune Rabbi Yeshua. The Maile of Meitav, not a Gute Zach. The Maile of Meitav is that you could sell it. Not because I have to have something good. Something that is quick to sell. This is the Maile. The Gemara, does it pshat? Zog the Gemara, Brazei is mistava b'sheloilom em shomim, not b'sheloilom shomim. He could be his meitav, but it's such a bad ziburis, you can't sell it b'chlal. Why it's called a meitav? Why Hashem b'chlal lets him to give it? I was saying, he will have to give money. If he has a meitav d'oilom, Hashem says, mistomi, you'll get the money. Oh, but if you have your own meitav, and it's the ziburis, b'ziburis, you get this person as poor she'en kedug masai. Yeah, what we're giving, he has money. No, Meitav. Like, easy to get money. From that, where Kemosh can get him geld. Like, well, what's that? B'shaloyim shamim, b'shaloyim shamim. More start to clear. What is b'shaloyim shamim? Demos, the start of the sugi, b'shaloyim shamim. Oh, but when the Gemara switches back, no, it's a din Meitav. Not because money. That's his Ravune. So we stuck this whole sugi, b'shaloyim shamim, gleich. Not to be masbir, this man the Omar. We finished the trashy. Everything is one sugi. Miyad when we finished. We went to the next sugya. God wants some Adam Godel. I don't mean against no one, but they say that Rashi says, Be'etzem, this had to be mamish dir. But we couldn't. We bring Rabbi Shmuel. Said, Abba, so there are weiter Gemoras. Als is tolu, yeah? The Gemara didn't feel that you could skip even one Gemara, yeah? Let the Gemara skip it, to take it out. It's so important not to skip your word. As a fool as Mivil Zog in the Teretz, you have to learn all these sugyas. So about you can't skip them. Skip some of the sugya. Rashi said, Be'ezim has to be there. Mekenish. Not everything is so important. That's the source of the Shmaisa. Mekenish. Legufim shel dvorim. Aber Razeh will come out, listen, the big nefkimine lemaisa now. If a person has money, a karka. Rashi said, what he has to give him first? Rashi and Gittin? Kesef. Rashi and Gittin says, lekatchila you give kesef. Im Einli Moyes Lifroya, I give Meitav. Aber Lekatchila, I give Kesef. Why? Because the Ma'ilev from Meitav is to get the money, so money is the best. And our Gemara steht in Rashi Fakelt. That is no Indian to give money. And Fakelt is a Dikdu Kalbe Rashi that maybe it's better to give Karka. See the next line of the Gemara. Look the next line of the Gemara. Omar Ravasi, Ksofim Areyem Ke Karka. למה הלכסה? אילם לעניין מיטב היינו דרבונה. Look in Rashi. לעניין מיטב, דאפילו יש לו יידיס, מסלק לי בכסף יפבוי. I would think he has to give מיטב. כמש מלון, that he's allowed to give money. היינו דרבונה. I want to ask you a shayla. Maybe I'll ask two shaylas. One shayla pshuta and one shayla for mevinim. First state in Rashi Klo, there was a tzad only karka, and then we can give him geld. Rashi in Gittin says, give money, if you don't have money, give meitav. Till Rashi state, you know, you don't have to give meitav, you could give money. That's very poshut. Till Ravune, kol mile meitav, everything is for the money. But Rashi, money is before meitav. Lefi Ravune, meitav is one parsha. There's another parsha, you could give money. There's a chiddush that you could give money, you don't have to give meitav. Oh, but meitav is only karka. With the tzad, maybe you have to give karka. Ksofim areim kekarka. Money is also good. Money is also good. Money you also yaitzer. Money you also yaitzer. Someone said a givaldik kneich could be the vart shel ksofim areim kekarka and the snu mehalach of Reb Nochem. What the pshat? The Torah said two zachim. The Torah said meitav is the best. Kesef is also a mehalach. Why kesef is a mehalach? Because with kesef you can get everything in the hands and then you can buy also a meitav. Malihem malidmeim. No, we get meitav is the best. So Be'etzem Hashem wants meitav. We see in Rashi, ksofim areim kekarka. If he wants, he can give money. With a tzad, no, stick to the meitav. Lefi Ravuna v'rapova reda b'Yeshua, you can't say these words. The whole thing of the meitav is that I could buy money. So, you know, you could give money. I give meitav that he could sell it. So Rashi, you know, you could give money. I'm giving meitav to get the money. The Teretz says, Ravuna is a andere mahalach. So what is the maile? So you could say, two mahalachim. Kesef or meitav. And you could say, why Hashem gave two mahalachim? Because in kesef, malihem malidmeim. Money you could get, you could buy everything with money. Shav kesef ke kesef, you could buy everything with money. So with money, you could buy meitav. Now, if it's true, it's a givaldi kevot. Ziburis cannot be meitav. Because it's ziburis. Does he go for the aloha to give him a yidis? What do you want to give him a ziburis? I mean, the Torah said, give him the yidis. No, I'm giving, so when I give money, money is like I gave a yidis, because he could buy a yidis. But I can't say I'm giving a ziburis, you could buy in the ziburis a yidis. The aloha is to give the yidis. Money, malihem malidmeir. Malihem malidmeir. But I want, go from Shaldvorim. Ksofim areim kekarka, haynu deravune. I want to ask you a shayla. I would write the Gemara different. Ksofim areim kekarka, haynu rav pope veravune barei de Rabbi Yeshua. Why haynu ravune? Explain to him why ksofim haynu karka haynu ravune. Eli, why is haynu ravune? You found in ravune something special? What ravune said? Ksofim areim kekarka. You could give money. Someone holds that you can't give money? Someone holds that you cannot give money? Someone holds that you cannot give money? So what it means? Ksofim and not metaltalim? Because like a tchil... What? So it means la'afuke, we'll see later in the text, it means la'afuke from Ravun Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said he could give money. Your pshat is, ksofim areim kekarka, what Elisha is saying? He means dafka ksofim v'nat subin. So Rashi had to say, ksofim areim kekarka, ilay milinyan meitav, rak kesef v'loy mesubim, haynu ravune. Rashi doesn't explain it. Rashi says, ksofim haynu karka, you could give money, haynu ravune. Why ravune? Ravune bared Rabbi Yeshua v'Rav Papa said, everything is like money. So if Rashi would medai ksofim and not subim, Rashi is good. The Teretz, who said the vort that ksofim areim kekarka? Ravune. How Rav Papa bared Rabbi Yeshua would write it? Karka areyu keksofim. Karka is like money. Why he said it? I think he said his words, Rav Papa. Why? Bataima omar rachmone meitav delikatzfu al ezvine. So how you write it? Karka hareyu kekesef. When someone says kesef hareyu kekarka, the din is meitav. It's another parsha of kesef. Rav Papa said the other zach. Rav Papa said he had it wrong. Karka is hareyu kekesef. Hashem really wants money. Then we have two psukim. Rav Papa Ravun Rabbi Yeshua said kesef is the main pasuk. Meitav is the example for the kesef. And if he Ravun is fakir, meitav is a pasuk. It's a new parsha of kesef. Meitav is the posuk, and it's a new parsha of kesef. Now, it's very meduktik, it's with the Messiah, with the Goyim, and in this key moment, Perek Ches Aloche Yud, the Rambam Paskins, it's a shvere Rambam, there's different ways to learn the Rambam, I just want one chelek of it. The Rambam says like this, when Beis Din come to be Goyve, they first go to the metal, to the money, then they go to Metaltalim, and if they don't find Metaltalim, they take a karka. כשבייזין נזכור כמלי וסניס כמלך סמבה, זה גויבי מן המטלטלים תחילו, אם לא יהיו לו מטלטלים כלל, גויבי מן היופי שבנכוסים. כל זמן שאימצו מטלטלים אפילו סובים, אין נזכור כמלי קרקע. So the halacha is, you start with סובים, and if you don't, nah, you go to קרקע, to מיטב. Or the סובים, or you climb to מיטב. אז רבו נברד רב יהושע ורב פופה, פרק דה גוין, comes out, סבורס הפוכס. If you have money or you have a meitav, you can take subim. And not only that you're allowed to take, לכתחילה start with subim before meitav. מן הקוצה אל הקוצה. מן הקוצה אל הקוצה. מן הקוצה אל הקוצה, פרק דגוין דיר. אבל יותר צפירה שזנה מן הקוצה אל הקוצה. When you need to get to money, subim also can get you to money. פקרת קרקע is less. לפי רבונה, the Indian is meitav. If you have meitav, you don't go to subim. If you have money, you don't go to subim. If you don't have that, then you have a mile to go to subim. That's what it's a focus.